Talks continue over potential changes and updates to the North American Free Trade Agreement between representatives from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But a new report from Moody's Investors Service names the four states whose economies are most vulnerable to a NAFTA termination: Michigan, Texas, Vermont, and North Dakota. That same report finds the U.S. overall would see limited effects. With me to talk about this is Ted Hampton, an analyst on the state ratings team at Moody's. And Ted, when you look at the potential impacts of NAFTA going away on the national economy versus on specific states, are you looking at the same kinds of factors?
We certainly see some variability. I mean, we're basically looking at the proportion of state economies that can be related to NAFTA, and things also like employment that's related to NAFTA. In particular, we're looking at imports and exports to NAFTA countries, i.e. Canada and Mexico, as a share of the state's economies. And in our report that we're referring to here, you know, we did cite a few states as having particularly high levels of exposure through that lens. In other words, the value of their NAFTA trade is high in relation to their economies.
I want to ask you about that, because of the four states that the report finds are most vulnerable to a termination of NAFTA, three of them are on the northern border: Michigan, Vermont, and North Dakota. Only one, Texas, on the southern border. What does that tell you about maybe the roles of those particular states' economies with their northern or southern neighbors in Texas's case?
Well, I think one factor in all of this is auto manufacturing, and I think that the state that we designate as being most at risk, at least through this measure of import and export trade as a share of economy, is Michigan. And in Michigan's case, you have quite a lot of going back and forth across the border where you have so-called intermediate goods, you know, so you have these supply chains that have evolved and things being shipped back and forth. And I think that accounts for a lot of the value in relation to the economy of the state. If you look at the southern border, there's certainly some of that kind of commercial activity going on. But I think that, at least in the case of Texas, it's a smaller size of the state's economy overall. In Arizona, you know, you're looking at a lot of different kinds of trade, also looking at agricultural products being involved. So it's really a different makeup of goods going back and forth across the border.
Well, and we've been hearing from a lot of folks here in Arizona, especially from the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, people and groups like that, who are very concerned about the termination of NAFTA, given Arizona's geographic location on the border, given the fact that Mexico is the state's biggest trading partner, Canada isn't terribly far behind. I'm wondering where you see Arizona's vulnerabilities and maybe even opportunities if NAFTA were to be terminated and not renegotiated.
Well, I do think there are vulnerabilities that are peculiar to Arizona, one of which is the sort of foreign exchange issue. I think if you know, the peso loses value as a result of all of this, or continues to deteriorate as a result of all of this, and the dollar appreciates, you know, that is going to weigh on both exports and tourism to Mexico from Arizona. So I think those kinds of factors at the local level, perhaps in particular, may become an issue. In terms of opportunities, I you know, that's something we'll have to think about.
One of the states that we haven't talked about, and I think we should talk about it because of the relative size of its economy, is California, another border state. What could the impact be on California's economy if NAFTA goes away?
Yeah, you're right. We should definitely talk about California. As is often said, you know, it is by some measures the sixth largest economy in the world if it were treated as a country. And that by itself explains why, even though it does do a lot of NAFTA trade in absolute terms, the share of that NAFTA trade in California's gigantic economy is not all that important. So, I mean, think about that in relation to what we see in Michigan, where you have 7% and 20% respectively of the exports and imports versus Michigan's economy. It's a whole different order of magnitude for California. In other words, Californian economy is so large that even though it has $43 billion worth of goods trade, you know, with NAFTA partners, it's really not all that significant in terms of the larger state economy. So that's why it didn't make our list of vulnerable states.
Even if the NAFTA talks do lead to maybe a reworked deal, and it stays mm-hmm. NAFTA stays in place, but it's changed somewhat, could some of the factors that you looked at to determine the vulnerability of relative states still come into play based on what new language is inserted into NAFTA?
Sure. I mean, I think that we'll have to wait and see what comes out of this process. Our baseline assumption remains that NAFTA will be successfully negotiated, most likely keeping the core elements of the existing agreement. So, we'll have to wait and see what's in there and assess what impact, if any, there will be. But, you know, we think in pretty much any scenario, the U.S. overall is well positioned compared with the other countries. And it's just that in sort of a more adverse stress scenario, certain states could be more exposed than others, depending on how much they rely on NAFTA trade for, you know, economic activity overall.
Ted Hampton is an analyst with Moody's Investor Services. Ted, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.